it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Bonjour.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The tan man whose pockets are full of grand. The brown fox who's full of knowledge.
Oh.
And the darky who's full of malarkey.
Malarkey.
What's up, my friend?
I love it.
I'm riding with Biden. That VP debate was great. We got our swagger back, y'all. The Democrats and my Nats. Straight like that.
Nice.
Like Jason Worth at bat, Joe Biden hit a home run. Old man Biden whooped that young boy Ryan's ass last night. That was the Democrats. Shawshank Redemption. Sybil, you thought it was a tie?
Yeah, I did.
That's a bunch of malarkey. The only tie I saw last night was Paul Ryan's clip-on tie.
That's funny.
Old man Biden whipped that ass from the moment the moderator rang the bell. Joe toe-to-toe came out swinging, sitting down, Sybil. And he stayed up all night. Like he had a Red Bull, a five-hour energy drink, and a Viagra.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was watching a VP debate or Beyond Scared Straight last night. Lon Rye was looking at Joe Biden the way a deer look at an SUV. Joe Biden was Joe Jackson last night. Paul Ryan woke up this morning with an instrument in his hand. He got whipped so bad.
Wow.
He got beat so bad, Stacey Dash is voting Democrat, and Jimmy Walker's no longer dating white women that look like white men. At one point during the night, I thought Joe was going to stand up and say, "You are lying, motherfucker." Tom Silver J, I'm no expert, but I've watched Maury Povich enough times to determine Lying Ryan was lying. You know, just like Michael Jai White cunt and Why Did I Get Married would say, you know what I'm saying, when he lied?
Yeah.
Lying Ryan was grunting.
Lying Ryan.
He was grunting all night. He was grunting more than Rick Ross and Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade. And how much water did Nemo drink last night? That thirsty Republican pelican would take a sip of water every time Joe Biden got in that ass.
Oh my gosh.
If that glass of water was a prepaid cell phone, he'd be out of minutes right now. If we were playing a game of let's take a shot when Ryan take a sip, we'd be tore up. Drank. Headshot, drank. Faded, drank. Faded, drank. Everybody would wake up this morning with a hangover. And it's amazing how specific he was with everything but the Romney-Ryan agenda. But in Ryan's defense, he did say Mitt Romney was uniquely qualified. Did you hear that,
yes.
Paul Malarkey?
Yes.
Uniquely qualified. Paul Ryan, you are uniquely qualified to be the Bama of the week. Week, week. Tom, I hope next presidential debate, President Obama come out to the big payback by James Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, won't you play Quincy Jones' Killer Joe for me?